It's time for Crop Talk, local issues that area growers and producers are talking about. Crop Talk is brought to you by Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management Services and Harmeyer Auction and Appraisal Company. And now, the Farm Doctor, John Williams.
Good morning. Welcome to today's program. Today, I caught up with Nathan Williamson, area farmer here in Wayne County. Good morning, Nathan.
Morning.
Nathan, kind of into November now, weather hasn't been real cooperative with us in the past 30 days or so. I guess my first question to you is, are we behind schedule?
Oh, absolutely. But there's still, I think there's still a harvest window out there. You know, generally if a guy can get done by Thanksgiving, we can have good enough weather to get the crops in. But yeah, it's good to have at least the beans in by now.
Yeah, and you're in pretty good shape yourself. You're about to wind up some beans. And we got a pretty clear weather pattern or forecast ahead of us for the next few days anyway. And I imagine there'll be a lot of stuff come off.
Oh, absolutely. I think the issue we're going to run into now is elevators getting full.
Have you had any problem with beans or corn, either one? You know, I've heard some nightmare stories this year, and I guess mainly on beans. You know, really tough to cut.
Well, they were tough to cut, and they were real tough to get to dry. It was hard to haul in beans without getting a moisture dock this year.
Any concerns the longer we go into the month here, November, of this corn going down?
I don't think our stock quality's been the greatest for the last 2 months. And we're just lucky we haven't had a big wind event, I guess. Best way to put it.
Certainly plenty of moisture, though.
Tons, yeah.
You know, and the last time you and I talked was early in the planting year. And, you know, the crop went in good. I can remember you and I sitting here talking. The crop went in well. And we had the growing conditions there early was pretty decent. And I know there was a lot of optimism and, you know, a great crop again this year. Are you finding that as you're in the combine?
Yeah. The beans were...
I mean, are they what you thought?
Oh, yeah.
I guess, you know, yield-wise.
Well, you know, you always want to have a bin buster every year, but, you know, just me personally, my beans were good. They were better than average.
Were they as good as last year's?
No. And then same thing on corn. The corn's actually a little bit, what I've ran so far, it's actually a little bit better than what I thought it'd be.
I guess as we look at where the pricing is on corn and beans both, are you a little more optimistic maybe on corn than beans as far as hedging north?
Well, I hope they both go up.
Well, exactly. But
I think corn has the potential to go up. I think beans do too. The biggest issue looking towards next year is going to be these fertilizer prices.
Well, inputs, obviously, and we'll get into that when we get a break. That's going to be my main question to you, what you think about that. But so your corn yields are outperforming your bean yields, you think?
Yes, yep, absolutely.
No disease much this year that you've seen?
No, not a lot at all. Looked real hard.
And did you use fungicide pretty much?
I put some fungicide on some corn, but that's about it. I looked real hard at the beans, but I just didn't see the need this year.
And the beans remain tough. What's your thought on why did the moisture hang on these beans? You know, I've heard that from almost everybody.
I'd say 99% was just the weather.
You think this past summer, you know, we had a lot of humidity. You know, we didn't set no records as far as heat, you know, heat numbers for days, but we did set humidity records.
Yep.
And did the humidity play a big factor in all this stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And then, you know, just trying to cut beans, you know, we'd get a shower one day and then the next day it'd be cloudy and, we just could never get the beans to dry up.
Had any problems this year, Nathan? Any problems, mechanical problems, any combine problems? Been a pretty decent year that way for you?
knock on wood, everything's working okay.
Nathan, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll address some of these other issues that's going on.
Hi, this is Rusty Harmeyer. People have been turning to Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management Services for their farm management and real estate needs for over 90 years. All kinds of people, farm owners, investors, tenants, bankers, lenders, attorneys, accountants, in fact, anyone involved with a farm in any way. We have provided services from the occasional consultation to complete farm management and real estate brokerage to thousands of clients throughout the Midwest. Visit our website, halderman.com, where you can view current listings, take a virtual tour of our properties, check out dates for our upcoming auctions, or look up past sale results. If you have a farm-related issue, Halderman can help. Contact Chris or Lauren Peacock, Craig Springmeyer, or myself, Rusty Harmeyer, at halderman.com.
Back now with Nathan Williamson, local farmer here, and you're in pretty decent shape, Nathan. You're down to just a few acres of beans left, and I'm sure you're going to start running corn today. So you feel pretty comfortable with that.
Yeah. Yep.
You had mentioned earlier too that and that's a, you know, there's not a day goes by that someone isn't talking that I talk with that's not concerned about next year's input prices. And that seems to come to the forefront, and you probably got a pretty good idea what's going on. Give me your thought, your reasoning why this is going on.
Oh boy. Well, I've heard several different reasons, but most of it is what everybody's hearing about a lot of stuff. It's the supply chain. It's hard for the input providers to get stuff. I've heard that there's going to be problems getting chemicals.
So you don't think there's necessarily a shortage? It's just a transportation issue.
I think a lot of it is. Yeah.
Or a manufacturing
issue. Yes.
I have heard some things about maybe some herbicides are going to be tough to get next year, and maybe even the glyphosates have went up in price, and we know P&K certainly has. So are you going to be more aggressive buying inputs now, or maybe you've already bought your inputs for next year?
Oh, we put some dry fertilizer down. Should have pulled the trigger on some nitrogen if I could have got it. And then I'm going to be aggressive trying to get chemicals in, even though they're going to be expensive. I'd rather be sitting in the barn and cost a little bit more than not being able to get them next spring.
And you're a good seedsman too, Nathan. And what's that going to do next year?
Well, it's interesting. Seed really hasn't gone up that much. It inched up a little bit, but not near like everything else has.
Let's back up a little bit too. Was your early beans, and we've had that conversation in the past, was your early beans still outperforming your later maturing beans this year or not?
Well, this year, I won't say they were lower, but they didn't outperform anything. And I've still got some later season beans to run. It seemed like those later season beans did better this year just because we got that later rain. We were real dry there for a little bit, and I think that's when the early beans were kind of doing their thing. And I think a lot of that just goes back to, it's nice to hit a home run, but if you can plan out how you're going to put out all your seed, you can still hit a good average.
Well, Nathan, I appreciate your comments. I know you're itching to jump in the combine here, trying to get things wound up. So, hey, thanks for taking a few minutes with me here.
Thank you.
That wraps it up for this week on Crop Talk. Join me again next time. Until then, everyone stay healthy and stay safe.
Crop Talk is brought to you by Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management and by Harmeyer Auction and Appraisal Company. Thanks for listening. And join us next Sunday morning immediately after Community Caravan for Crop Talk with the Farm Doctor, John Williams. From the station, proud to support our area growers and producers. Kix 96.